Hello, this is Allison Schoquist and Aisha Montoya. Today we are reporting about the book, The House of the Seven Gables, and we will be interviewing the author Nathaniel Hawthorne, and we will be asking questions and digging deep into the meaning of this book.
Today's paid sponsorship is partnered with Swab, Natural Refreshing Dry Shampoo. Holgrave is a result of passion, hard work, and travel. Holgrave does appear to have a dark side. He does indeed have a sense of bitterness towards the Pynchon family. His politics were once a very inspiring aspect of him, although he eventually ended up becoming rather bad, per se. In my opinion, this was kind of bound to happen due to the way he was with the people around him. When you treat people poorly, you get treated poorly. Phoebe Pynchon. Phoebe comes from a Greek word. Phoebe Pynchon. Phoebe comes from a Greek word, Phoebos, which means shining. Therefore, this name is an appropriate name for this character because she brings so much light into the Pynchon home. She is a type of person who brings a nice breath of air into the home just by doing things like opening doors and windows when everyone needs it the most. In my opinion, she is like a voice of reason. A good example of her good and courageous actions could be when the judge dies. She goes to the airy confines of the house and states the waitresses should be called, no matter Holgrave's protest. In my opinion, Phoebe is one of the most courageous characters in this book overall. Judge Jeffrey Pynchon. Judge Pynchon is a very cruel character. I would say he is the cruelest character. His worst feature is his deceiving smile. On its own, it has a personality. He acts as if he is a very welcoming person, but his true nature is to be very greedy. The judge makes people think he is innocent and decent, but little does everyone know, he is the total opposite. When the judge died, it put an end to the Pynchon's legacy of misfortune. In my opinion, Judge Pynchon is just a cruel person overall. He should have thought more about the people around him, but he never thought of anyone else but himself and his needs and wants. And that's very cruel. Clifford Pynchon. Clifford is a overall complex character. He was sentenced to an undeserving prison sentence. He was a moderately good person before he got sentenced, but when he came out, he was completely different to everyone. When he cries the way he cries to the judge, it makes him seem crazy. He is someone who wants things like a luxury. It seems to me more important to him than a lot of things. He used to be very confident and used to love life when he went to prison. After he came out, it completely made him opposite. In my opinion, I really do feel bad for this man because it must really suck to have to go through something like this. Hepzibah Pynchon, the protagonist. Hepzibah is Clifford's sister, and cousin to Judge Pynchon. There are just some things she does that are just a little crazy. For example, scaring people away from her store. But overall, she has good intentions and a good heart. If you had to pick one character from the book who would be your favorite, why?
My favorite character is Clifford Pynchon. He was looked upon pretty fairly in his young ages as he was good looking. But his life takes a mysterious turn when he is put into jail for supposedly murdering his uncle. Clifford doesn't come back the same. Later we find out that his cousin, Judge Jeffrey Pynchon, was the one who framed Clifford for the murder of their uncle. I, the author, presents Clifford not as a monster, but more as the victim of fate, balancing what he had before and what he had lost, leading to despair. Clifford Pynchon is my favorite character because of how complex his story was. He had it all and lost it just as fast. His story is filled with once triumph and later despair. Here is a fun fact about Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Nathaniel Hawthorne was born on July 4th, 1904, in Salem, Mass., United States. He died on May 19th, 1864, in Plymouth. In your opinion, what are some big foreshadowing and scene points throughout the book?
The manor where Judge Pynchon is constantly compared to his ancestor, Colonial Pynchon, foreshadowing that the judge is not only as pleasant as he seems to be throughout the book. And later, it hints about his death from apoplexy. Some major themes throughout my novel are the sins of generations that are always passed down to the next. The second theme was the class status in New England throughout the 19th century.
What is the tone of the novel in relation to the point of view expressed in this novel?
The tone varies between gloomy and sarcastic. This is a take on each character. It also varies between straightforward facts throughout the book. The point of view in the relationship to the tone, because of how it is mostly told by third-person narration. Sometimes the book would venture off into different perspectives, making the book even more interesting. Our second paid sponsorship of the day is by Burt's Bees Lip Shimmer. My current favorite shade is watermelon. Our second fun fact of the day is about the 19th century.
Our first fun fact is Britain ended slavery in the 19th century. Our second part of our fun fact is modern politics was born in this century also.
In The House of the Seven Gables, you, the author, brings together biological, social, and moral forces, and the house itself, to the most complex symbol of these forces. Can you please discuss the house as a biological, social, and moral symbol to us?
The house is a biological, social, and moral symbol because both families are under this curse due to the stealing of the land. This socially affects the people involved and the people around them. Also, the people that go into the house at this time. It is a moral symbol because when they were put under the curse, it made them do things that were morally wrong, not only to them, but to their families and other people's families that were affected. What part of nature do you use to illustrate the house coming alive once the judge is dead?
Nature was a big part of explaining the house. Many different happy and sad souls passed through, each leaving some sort of explanation behind. Me, the author, describing the house, had a human-like conscience with a great human-like heart. Each person who passed through becomes a prisoner of the house, never truly leaving the space. The house has taken on as it faces between two civilizations, one of which is modern for its time, facing the streets of the busy side with lots of town folk, while the other side faced a dark garden. This garden told many stories where many people have laid. This side was dark and filled with gloomy feelings, much as you would see in a movie. The depths of the shadows created by the emblems put in the garden from the past also resembled the evil past of the Pynchon family. The house does happen to face a sunny street, but the house, however, is never touched by the sun, bringing the real supernatural part of the house to life.
Here are some questions to get to know the author better and in more detail. In your opinion, what were some troubles and insecurities you had while writing this book during this time?
I had insecurities about my writings. It was very hard to get into character with each of these characters. They all have very different personalities, very different pasts, and very different futures. I had trouble writing this book because of the house. It is very hard to get the reader to understand the supernatural part and when the house comes alive.
In your opinion, was this your favorite book to write, even through these struggles that you had with the characters? And if so, why?
This book, out of many that I have written, is definitely my favorite. After tying together the house with each character, it really made the book come to life. My favorite part of this book is the house itself. It has a great story to tell. And that's what makes this book unique. In my personal opinion, as the author, the supernatural is used to challenge the reader. It helps the reader to think and grasp the challenges that each and every character has throughout the book. This gives the book, the house, and each of the characters a deeper meaning. The supernatural in the book is to also show them the portion of the curse does come to an end.
What is your perception of the concept of the original sin in your book, The House of the Seven Gables?
Well, in my opinion, from my book, The House of the Seven Gables, the original sin would probably be when the pinches fulfill Matthew's curse. Quote, God will give him blood to drink. End quote. With both Jeffrey Pynchon and his nephew, Judge Jeffrey Pynchon, are both found dead with blood on their shirts and their beards, these two men were aware that this notion of a perhaps inherited curse is not good. Saying this, you would have thought that these two men should have known better than to do something like this, because they are not only putting themselves in jeopardy, but also putting their families in jeopardy. And the people that come across them or their families will then inherit this, which is dangerous for them and any new children in this family. As the reader, I found my favorite quote to be, "It will startle you to see what slaves we are to bygone times, to death. If we give the matter the right word, we read in Death Man's book, we laugh at Dead Man's pathos. Whatever we seek to do of our own free motion, a dead man's icy hand obstructs us." End quote. Can you explain to me a little bit better about this quote?
As the reader, I think you chose a great quote. This quote plays along with life today and the struggles that we face. It explains that we are the slaves to what has happened in our past, in our times. As human beings, sometimes it is hard to let go. Each and everything affects our past and future, no matter when it happened or how small it was. In the quote, it says, "Reread the dead man's book." This explains that history sometimes rewrites itself. We follow the footsteps in the dead man's path, meaning a lot of times that our ancestors and even people we don't know from our past can affect what happens now. If you think about it, technology now had to have been created by someone at some point, even if that means something small like the first light bulb. We rewrite these steps by following this man into his future, creating new and improved technologies. Whatever we seek or do, we always tend to dwell on the past, whether it's for good or for bad.
Now we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors.
All Victoria's Secret and Pink perfumes are buy one, get one 50% off. All underwear from Pink and Victoria's Secret are 10 for $35. You can mix and match.
What role would you say does fate play in your novel? Does the pension's bad luck get caused by fate? Does it result from their own actions and choices, would you say?
At the beginning of my novel, The House of the Seven Gables, I make it to seem that the fortunes are pointed towards Hephzibah and Clifford. In my novel, I include brief descriptions and graphic descriptions of the curse that has worked itself into the very walls of the house I created. As the novel progresses on, I work the reader into believing if the other elements are not at work with the house. Holgrave has the idea of tearing down the house of the dead implements that Clifford and Hephzibah start to become passive. They start to accept that they are handed meekness and they are on the border of irresponsibility. The rest of the pensions also appear to be partly responsible for their own bad luck. Manuel's curse only affects those who are driven by excessive ambition and greed, while the more docile members of the family seem to live happy and normal lives. Thank you, Nathaniel Hawthorne, for joining us on our podcast.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
A big welcome from Allison and Aisha for listening to our podcast.
Come back next week to hear our podcast about The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath.